Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists now from all over the world. You got Tina and Alan and Tina the Squirrel, and Josie Pasantino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live Darcy Hamerton and Cody McCarver. Firestone with Tina Pasantino, and now, because she's hoping to be the first talk show host to live on Mars, Josie Pasantino.
Very, very nice. We would make history if we were the first talk show on Mars. That'd be amazing, amazing. Come on down to our live station in Mars. Bring a breathing tube. Okay. Not a lot of oxygen in Mars. Okay, so hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. I hope you guys had a really, really great week, and I'm very excited. Thank goodness it is Friday.
Hey, Josie.
Down on Friday, yeah.
I don't think they have M&M's and marshmallows on Mars yet, so I don't think it's going to work for you.
No, it's not going to work for me. Maybe we could try Jupiter next? Yeah, Jupiter, maybe Jupiter. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, Saturn has, yes, that's true. Saturn does have very pretty rings. I might like it there. Yeah, we'll try it. We'll see. But yes, I'm very, very excited that it is Friday, and I'm so, so excited for the weekend. Woo, woo! But we have a very, very show tonight. So let me tell you what we will do in the next hour or so. Here's what I got planned. So tonight, I look forward to chatting it up with Darcy Hamerton and Cody McCarver, who's stopping by tonight. So it's going to be a very, 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 very great show. You'll get to hear our fun chats and some awesome music from them. So remember, we are live, so anything can happen. This is probably the most important disclaimer on this show, because we are live, so pretty much anything can happen, and it usually does, which makes the show very, very exciting, because you don't know what is going to mess up.
And I just want to tell people to ignore the laughing in the background. We're in the chat room, and people are missing all the fun in there, and that's why Tina is giggling.
That is true. You probably do hear her in the background. Thank you for that little heads up, so people don't think we're like, you know, kind of crazy back here. We are working, I promise. Okay, we are being very, very professional. So I'm very excited to talk with Darcy Hamerton and Cody McCarver tonight. So it's going to be very, very great. I'm so excited. I'm very, very, very excited. But also, you can check out our archives of past shows, which Alan has neatly arranged by season. So it's very, very easy to check out the shows that you would like to check out. So big time thank you, Alan, for putting that all together. Or you can visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and our Josie Show special edition episodes. We are also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time zone on Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio, which is located at fcnr.net. So you can hear a rebroadcast of our live shows there as well. So there's various places that we can go to listen to josieshow.com if you are not able to be live with us right now on Fridays. So do not worry. And also, before we put on our guest, I really want to mention our 13. That's true. I keep forgetting that extra one. We have 13 special edition episodes up now. So you can check those out by going to our website at josieshow.com and click on the special editions tab. So you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tiffin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, and our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, and Sammy Sadler, who has survived the real murder on Music Row and shared his story and amazing music with all of us. All of these great guests had great stories and great careers that you could check into, and also all of our guests that were on just the Josie Show. Check it all out. So now, let me put on my first guest tonight. Everyone, please put a warm welcome out to Darcy Hamerton. Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Darcy. Hi, how are you?
Good, Josie. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm very excited to chat with you tonight.
Yes, me too.
Awesome, awesome. We're going to chat a little bit about your music, your love for music, and we'll also play some of your music tonight, so I'm very excited. It's going to be good.
I'm so excited as well. This is truly amazing.
Perfect, perfect. We're both on the same page. We both think this is amazing. We're talking to each other. It's all good. That's perfect. So, but first here, I kind of want to start from the beginning, rewind just a little, just a tad. But what is your earliest memory of making music? When did this all start for you?
Oh, well, that's a good question, actually. I didn't really start writing music till about 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And I was writing more rock music because I was kind of a rock guy back then. So that's mm-hmm. when it kind of started.
Very, very nice. So you were really into rock, but were you kind of listening to other genres as well? Were you interested in?
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. I was into a lot of heavier stuff when I was younger. I was kind of young and mm-hmm. foolish, I guess. So, yeah, I just I had a lot of rock influences and kind of started writing rock and kind of evolved from there.
Perfect, perfect. But, you know, I know that you have, like, a really big list, as you should, for your biggest musical influences. So who do you say are your, you know, who are your favorites to listen to?
Funny part is, Josie, is I don't really listen to a lot of music. Stevie Ray Vaughan would be my utmost favorite.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. I like it, I like it. And, you know, I'm very excited about your music because I think you are an awesome, awesome artist yourself, and I'm very excited to play the couple of songs that we have of yours tonight. So before we get to your music, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now, kind of circling the airwaves?
Yeah, it's kind of weird too, Josie. I mean, I didn't start writing country music till about coming out on my 11th month now.
Mm-hmm.
I was working out of town, so I was staying in a motel room, and I just started. You know, I brought my acoustic with me, and I thought, you know, like, country is where my heart is, and started writing songs there. So I got approached by a friend of mine on Facebook, Carrie Cartwright, and she mm-hmm. liked one of my songs online that was called That Old Road. And she gave me a great comment on it, and she said, do you ever think about writing a song about a girl with a fishing dream? And I said, well, no, not really, but I'll give it a shot. So...
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes later, I wrote the song and messaged her back. I said, okay, I got the lyrics written and the rough arrangement and sent it to her. And she says, I can't believe it. You pretty much pegged my whole life. So that was like a huge inspiration to, you know, just keep running along.
Yeah, wow. That is a very great, you know, kind of pat in the back, you know, well done, and kind of, you know, it motivates you to keep on going in the direction that you're heading. That's very cool. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, it was.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just actually going to get to the next song. Sorry, it's kind of hard on the phones because it's kind of like, you know, a little bit of a delay. But what were you trying to say?
No,
I was just saying that it was like amazing. Like she was a true inspiration to keep writing.
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely. I think it's amazing. I think that's amazing. I think that is so cool that you kind of had that, had that kind of feedback for you to keep you moving. And I am very excited because we are going to play your first song of the night. It's called Through Your Eyes. Can you tell us a little bit about the background behind this song, your inspiration behind this song?
Yeah, the inspiration behind that song was my two daughters. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, I figured out a new tuning to play in, which I've never really played out of standard tuning before. And I just kind of got noodling around with this new tuning that I came up with and started playing a riff, and it came up, and instantly the lyrics started coming to me about Through Your Eyes, which was basically, you know, my daughters, that they have the technology, the cell phones, the laptops, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And, you know, back when I was their age, I didn't have that kind of technology. So, you know, if I wanted to see my buddy, I had to ride my bike 4 miles to see him.
Right.
And to find out that he wasn't home.
Uh-huh.
So basically, the lyrics started coming to me, you know, about seeing the world through their eyes, which is like the technology and basically just that, I guess, is, you know, they got the technology back then, I didn't. And, you know, like when they seem like they're lost, when they don't have their cell phones or their computers, mm-hmm. I basically stand up and say, well, hey, guys, like, Dad didn't have that back in the day.
Right.
He had to ride his bike.
Right.
So it's kind of like seeing the world through their eyes, you know?
Exactly. I like the message of it. It's very true. And I'm very, very excited that we have this song with us. Thank you so much for sending it our way. Love it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Let's do it right now. Let's not delay. Let's put Through Your Eyes by Darcy Hamerton, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment. Let's do it. Here we go.
Thank you. country girl, and that's a fact. You might have grown up way too fast, I'm thinking. You may want to see my world through your eyes.
I love it. That was such a great song. It was Through Your Eyes by Gracie Hamilton. Yes, that one definitely deserves the applause. Definitely. I love it. I love it. And I know people out there who really want to check out this song along with all of your other songs. Where can we go to purchase your music and to show our support?
Right now, Josie, I'm just working on a 4-song EP. That I'm getting pressed hopefully next week, that I'm going to release at the Carl Perkins Bass Classic in Tennessee.
Oh, awesome.
With my good friends from Blue Sports Outdoors. And
cool.
If you haven't checked them out, check them out, www.bluesportsoutdoors.com. They're another big inspiration of mine, which is who I wrote Don't Walk Away for.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's for prevention of child abuse. So, basically the EP is not out yet. I'm hoping to have it out for that weekend at the Bass Classic. And, check it out. And hopefully I can see some of you there and come and grab one.
Awesome. Yes, I love it. I love it. And I assume, you know, after a while it'll be, you know, on like CD Baby and all those, you know, for people to just, you know, buy it probably, right?
That's the funny part, because I'm not really a good computer guy. I don't know much about the computers. That's why I got the girls. And, I mean, like a lot of people have approached me and said, you know, you should put it on iTunes or you should put it on CD Baby and this and that and the other thing. But I'm just not a really good computer guy. Like, I'm the writer. I write the songs. I record them. And I'm pretty old school, just like the song says.
Right. Wow. Well, we'll definitely have to get one. We'll find a way. We'll find a way to show our support. Love it. And also, can you give everyone your websites or social networking sites? I know that you are on Facebook, so people can connect with you there. So can you just give everybody, you know, the best links to go on?
Josie, I'm on YouTube. Like, most of my videos are on YouTube. That's about the best that I, of my ability. To actually get them on there, and actually I had the girls do that for me too. Twitter, I'm on Twitter, and that's Reverb Nation. I'm also on Reverb Nation.
Beautiful.
But that's about the extent of my computer technology right there.
Well, you really gotta love Google, because all you have to do is click on, you know, type in a name. All you have to do is type in Darcy Hamilton, and you'll pretty much pop up all of your like sites and stuff. So, I mean, easy peasy. Just do it.
Yeah, I know that kind of really freaked me out one afternoon. I was sitting here and I just thought, I'm gonna Google my name and see what comes up. And wow, it's like I found these sites that my songs were on that were like, wow. How do they get there?
Right. It could be freaky at times, but it comes in handy. It really does. I love it. Oh, that's funny. I was also wondering if you have any upcoming projects that you could tell us about. Are you writing? What you've been up to with that?
I write pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
Both, like the 4 songs that you've heard so far, they're all like I write them all in 20 minutes, and basically like I'll sit down with my guitar and I'll start noodling around. If I come up with a good idea that I feel is genuine, then I'll run with it. But in about after 2 minutes, if it's not flowing, I'll just get rid of it and I'll move on to the next one, because I write from the heart. And if I'm not feeling it from my heart, then I just won't pursue it.
Right. Is it hard for you to choose songs to, you know, because you write way more than, you know, you're going to put on, obviously, on one CD. So is it kind of hard to, like, pick and choose which ones that you want to put on your EP? That probably was difficult.
No, actually, not really, because the 4 that I did, they were from the heart. They were inspired. and that's why I put them on there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole suitcase full of songs that I've written in the last probably 5 weeks. And it's just one of those things. I mean, like, song, when you're a songwriter, you're an artist, you're a creator, it's just like a painter or anything else, right? So, you know, if you're happy with what you're doing, if you're feeling it, then, in my opinion anyways, that, you know, you're going to run with it because it's flowing, it feels good.
Right, definitely, definitely. Are you thinking about, you know, making another album down the road? Are you going to keep doing kind of that? What are you thinking about that? That'd be cool.
I would love to do a full album, but it kind of depends on, I mean, everybody wants to be, you know, the face on the poster or in the bright lights in front of the people, and, you know, and I'd love to be that artist and that guy, but I truly, on the other side of the coin too, Josie, I'd be just as happy to be a songwriter.
Right, right. Well, I mean, if that's something that you love to do, I mean, you gotta run for it. If found you, you kind of gotta, you know, do what you're, you know, you're calling. And if it's songwriting, then, I mean, you have our support. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
The funny part is I took 8 years off. I released an album in 2002, which was another rock album. And I got a record deal in Europe and turned it down because the guys that were in the band, you know, they had houses and families and jobs and that sort of thing. And I was a new father, so I was a little bit younger than them, and I thought, well, you know, I can go and do this. And,
right.
But it didn't seem right. It didn't feel right. And then when I started writing the country music, it was like, this is where it's at. This is where my heart is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep running with this. So it's, like I say, it's only been 11 months now, coming up on 11 months that I've been writing country music. And it flows through me every night. Like, I come up with different things. Like, my oldest daughter, we just sent her away to college. And
oh, wow.
Because I haven't been without her for, you know, 18 years.
Yes.
So, of course, Daddy was a little bit upset. So I wrote her a lullaby, and I recorded it on my phone, and I sent it to her, and she messaged me back. And she said, Dad, I just cried. And I said, well, I didn't mean for it to make you cry. I just wanted to let you know that I'm always here if you need me.
Aww.
So once again, in 10 minutes, I wrote a lullaby for her and sent it out to her, and she loved it.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Wow, that's so cool. It probably made her day.
It did.
Just getting that one thing. Yes. Wow, that is so, so cool. I bet a lot of people out there are like, I want one. I'm probably like, ooh. That is so cool. I love it. And your other song here that we have of yours is called When I Say I Love You. So I would really love to play this one right now, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's do it, and then we can find out why it's your favorite. What about this song would you say is your favorite? So let's first play the song, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Okie dokie.
Okay, here we go. When I Say I Love You.
That was cool. Time has passed, who thought we'd last? I guess just me and you. Together we're still going strong. Two beautiful girls in school. You know that I'm not perfect. You know I'm not a fool. But every time I see your face, I'm smiling back at you. And words can't explain the way I feel when I say I love you. Now all these years have come. will guide their whole life through. And hopefully by the grace of God, they'll be like me and you. The words can't explain the way I feel when I say I love you.
Why this is your favorite, because this is like our new favorite song right now, for sure. So can you please tell us why, you know, the meaning behind When I Say I Love You and why it's your favorite?
Well, basically, Josie, it's I wrote that song about the biggest inspiration in my life, which is my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in, when I was away working, I wrote her Fishing Dream for my friend Carrie, and I kind of felt guilty. I was like, well, I didn't write my wife a song. I should probably write her a song. And
right.
Once again, in 20 minutes, I came up with that. And so I sent the rough copy on my phone to my wife, and I said, well, what do you think, hon? And she's like, I just cried. I was like, okay, so am I. So, yeah, that was the whole meaning behind it. I mean, we've had a rough go our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that song came out, and it just, like, it was truly from the deep of my heart, and, you know, I was just so blessed to write it for her and have her smile, and every time I play it to her, she pretty much cries. And I just recently actually got over not crying when I play it.
Oh, I bet. I would still be crying. Even if I played it, like, 80 times, I think I would still get teary-eyed. Wow.
It's a fabulous song, and like,
yes.
I say, I write, like I was saying earlier, Josie, I write from the heart, and
mm-hmm.
like, I won't write, if I'm not happy with something, I just won't write it. I never try to write a song. If I'm not feeling it, I just don't do it.
Right, right. You have to have your whole heart in it to release it.
I have to, yes.
Yes. Yes, I think so. I think that kind of is what makes a song successful as well. Like, if you're not too excited with the song, then, you know, other people will kind of, you know, catch on to that and be like, you know, you know. But because these songs are so kind of you, you know, they're so you and so kind of pure and real and in your heart, it makes them more, you know, have more of an oomph, I think. It makes it better for some reason. It's just, I love it.
Yeah, I like to write songs that people can relate to, because,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not the only one that, you know, just, well, I wrote When I Say I Love You, but, I mean, also there's people out there that can relate to that song and say, you know, that's my life too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A lot of people can. A lot of people can relate to you know, When I Say I Love You, and also Through Your Eyes. I mean, a lot of people can, you know, relate to all of your songs, and that's why I think everyone should, when your EP comes out, you have to check it out. We're going to post, you know, links, we'll promote it, whatever we, you know, whatever you'd like, Darcy, we will definitely promote it. We'll do whatever you'd like.
Oh, thank you. And I, like I said, I'm always behind. I'm always behind everyone that's behind me.
Yes, yes. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we are here. Definitely behind you and supporting your music because we just love it. I think all of your songs are so beautiful and well written. So I think that, you know, everybody else will just love them. Love them, love them, love them. And, you know, just kind of like a fun question here for you. What are some kind of things, you know, what are some hobbies or fun things that you like to do when you're not working on your music? I assume hanging out with your kids. I mean, family is always important. Most important.
Yeah. Actually, it's amazing. We have a small little trailer up, which we call our cottage. It's our poor man's cottage, but mm-hmm. we have a nice little spot up on a lake, and
wow.
we like to go, you know, do our boating and our fishing and stuff. And
yeah.
I've got my girls into hunting,
mm-hmm.
and they love to go hunting with dad and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, we hang really tight. We're a really close family. I'm like very blessed to have, you know, a beautiful wife and beautiful children that, you know, stand behind me in my career now. And like I say, I took 8 years off because I wanted to just be a dad. And, you know, they really pushed me to get back into it. And they're like, Dad, you know what? You got to start writing again. And I pretty much put it off. I was like, I don't need to do that again. That's old school. It's over. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Dad, you know what? No, you have a talent. Go with it. And we're behind you. And so I just, you know, it's just so amazing to have that kind of people behind you to, you know, the ones that mean the most to you in your life, that you're afraid that if you leave them or you stray one way or the other, that they're going to fear that, well, Dad's spending too much time writing his music now and he's not talking to me or he's not including me or stuff like that, which really, like when you're a proud father and a very loving father, you need that support behind you, because if you don't, your songwriting is not going to come out the way it should come out. It's going to come out real cheesy, if I may. And,
right.
you know, I've got them behind me 150%, and it's just amazing, Josie. I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
now my songwriting is coming out. I can really feel it through my heart and blend it out and bring it out and, you know, ask their opinion on a new song when I write it. And, you know, they tell me right away whether, you know, Dad, you should probably put that on the back burner or keep it there. That's a good one.
Right, right. Wow. That is, I think, the most important thing is to have that kind of support backing you up. And I always have to ask this to, you know, those the singers out there, you know, kind of working, you know, doing their songs, what they love to do, but also they have kids. I was wondering if you would ever, you know, like to have your kids maybe kind of do this as well, or no? Would you be okay if they said, hey, Dad, I kind of want to do this. I kind of want to be a singer. What would you think?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, my youngest daughter, she's 12. Well, she's 14 now. But when she was 12, she released a single. Actually, my producer, Jeff Andertop, he wrote the song and produced it. And my daughter was 12 when she sang it. And it's actually on YouTube. It's called JJ Motormouth.
Oh,
and
wow.
You should actually check that out. It's she was 12 years old when she sang that, and she's got a great little set of pipes on her. But
yeah.
It kind of just, you know, it wasn't flowing, and Dad was getting back and doing his thing and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of things going on, she's got a great little voice. My oldest girl, she really, really didn't really want to get into the music end of it. She kept saying, Dad, I can't sing. Dad, I can't play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of the coin, she'd be like, Dad, can you teach me some guitar? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a focus thing. They were both competition figure skaters, and was their focus. And you know, I've always been strong on, you know, chase your dream no matter what it is. You know, just keep going. If you want to be a figure skater, don't let nobody tell you any different. You know, just keep going, nose to the grindstone, and keep chasing that dream, because your dream's never going to happen for you if you don't chase it. There's going to be so many people out there that try to detour you from your dream and say, you know, oh, it's a long shot. But you know what? It's not that far away, you know. If your heart's in it and you want to pursue it, and you go after that dream and you don't let nobody tell you no different.
Absolutely. That's amazing, amazing advice, and I think everybody can follow it. I mean, not just, you know, for being, you know, a singer or whatever. You could follow it pretty much, you know, that advice in any aspect of your life, anything that you want to do. And I love that, and I thank you so much for giving us all that advice, because that's some advice I will definitely be taking as well. And I think that is so, so cool that your, you know, one of your daughters actually put out a video. We definitely have to check that out, and I hope everybody else checks it out. And I think that's so, so cool. Very, very nice.
It's totally amazing. I mean, she's kind of settled in now because my stuff kind of started taking off. I said, listen, honey, just sit tight. You know, let Dad get his thing going, and you know, you're always going to be there.
Right. Exactly.
But
exactly.
I also told her, I said, you have to start writing.
Mm-hmm.
She has to start writing, and, you know, she ended up getting a ukulele, and holy smokes, within 10 minutes, she had Dad's talent. She just, boom, she picked it up, and she started playing
mm-hmm.
it and sang one of her favorite songs on it. I was like, wow, okay.
Wow. Yeah, that talent
looks like
runs.
Looks like Dad's
going to
be taking the back seat.
Oh, that's funny. Wow, that's so cool. See, the talent in your family, it just runs through their veins. I mean, they'll get into music eventually or somehow. That is hilarious. That is so cool.
It's funny
so
you
cool.
said that, runs through your
yeah.
veins, because that's actually a lyric out of one of my new songs that no one's heard yet.
Really? Oh, that's so
yeah.
cool. See, there you go. There you go. Wow, that's awesome. I think you are incredible, and I think you are just amazing, and I absolutely love your songs. And we have, I believe, one other song of yours, your last song of the night here. So let's play Don't Walk Away, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Thanks. Awesome.
Thank you. Here we go. Hit it. Don't Walk Away.
Yeah.
Don't Walk Away by Dirksen Hamilton. Awesome. And Dirksen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I had a blast chatting with you.
Well, I want to thank you so much for having me on the show, Josie. It means the world to me.
Oh, thank you so much. We'd love to have you back on when your, you know, when your EP comes on, or, you know, I mean, releases, or you know, anything that you'd like to promote, please let us know. And we'd love to have you back on the show for sure. That would be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, it's I'm going to release it on October 11th at the Carl Perkins Bass Classic with my good friends from Blue Sports Outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be in Tennessee on the 11th. At the Carl Perkins Bass Classic, so that's I'm only going to have like 120 of them
mm-hmm.
to start with. That's the luxury of being independent.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll have some available then, and I'll definitely send you one, Josie.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. We'd love to support it any way we can, so please let us know. And thank you so much once again for coming on, and we'll chat with you very soon. We have Facebook, so we're good.
That's right.
Gotta love social networking. Yes. Thank you so much.
I had a great.
Yeah.
Like Carrie that I wrote her fishing dream for, she goes, I want a signed copy. I said, you got my cell number.
Exactly. Oh, that's hilarious. Technology, I tell you. Technology. I love it, though. It makes things so much easier. But yeah, thank you so much, Darksen. We'll chat with you real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Josie.
Thank you. Talk with you soon. Dirksen Hamilton, everyone. Bye. Awesome. We may have had a little bit of a mix-up here again. So we are going to have to try and reschedule with Cody McCarver. We'll try to figure that all out. So now I want to mention here, before we get to our VIP members, I don't know, I didn't even purposefully say that, but it just came out like that, members. So we have our 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio, so everyone please check that out after the Josie Show. Well, it's on 24/7, so any time of the day, day, week, month, year, please check us out, 24/7 Country Music, and we can be heard at countryblastradio.com, facebook.com/countryblastradio, on live365.com, just search Country Blast Radio, and we will pop up. We're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, with the free Live 365 app. Yes, it is a free Live 365 app. What could be better than that? Like, seriously, it's legit like a free app that you could just listen to music anywhere you would like to go. I mean, come on now. That's awesome. Anyway, and even right here at JosieShow.com, when we are not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition, the player is on JosieShow.com, so you just can check it out there 24/7. And we play the best mix of all that's country, from signed and independent artists, such as new and classic country music, and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. And we even have some good old Texas dance hall music. So please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. Yeah. And we are highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of some FM stations, which, I mean, I say this probably every single show, but it still shocks me each time I say that. Each time I say that sentence. It's pretty amazing. And thank you all so much for continuing to listen in. And we're constantly putting up new music for all of you, new music each week. So you guys have something fresh, new to jam to. So, yes, I hope you check it all out. Now, I really want to pass the mic on to my producer. Catch it. Please don't break it. She caught it. Okay, good.
I'm good at breaking things, so, you
with
know.
The VIP members. Yes, so do it.
All right. So let me just quickly here before our show ends tell you about how you can become a VIP member. All you need to do is go to josieshow.com. Click on the VIP membership tab, and right there at the top tells you how you can sign up. Takes a minute to sign up, and you get an entire year worth of promotional benefits on radio. So check that out, see if that's something you're interested in, and sign up. We would love to add you to our list. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about our current VIP members. Tim Garman, you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Always putting out great new music for us to listen to. Very creative writer. We also have Vince Anthony, and you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Vince tours and does shows probably more than anybody else I know. He is always out there playing for you guys, does a great job, has a CD out, working on another one, always playing some great music, so make sure you check him out. His website is constantly updated. He's got videos and things on there of live performances, et cetera, to watch, so make sure you check out the site. Larry Massey, you can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Great, great voice. Putting out music for us all the time, and he has got a beautiful voice. So make sure you check him out so you can see what he's been doing. And Wayne Jacobs, you can find him at waynejacobs.com. Also consistently putting out new music. We always have new updates from him. Great, great voice. Now, for all of these artists, I believe they are all on Facebook, so you can find them all there for sure, besides their websites. They communicate with everybody on their pages, so they're really good about that. So just in the search bar, type in their name, you'll find them, add them as a friend, and you know, start chatting away. And make sure you check out all their sites so you know where they're going to be, what they have coming out, any new music, you know, et cetera. That would be perfect. And if you forget where to find them, you can always go to the VIP tab here at the Josie Show and click right there on their clickable link, and it'll take you straight to their page. All right, now, Josie, I'm going to toss the hot mic back to you and tell everybody what we're doing next week.
Awesome. Thank you very much. All right. For next week, joining me will be Debbie McLean and Eric McMahon. So please make sure that you tune in same time, same day, Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time zone. So please check us out next week, Debbie McLean and Eric McMahon. So until then, we will chat with you guys through our wonderful Facebook, Twitter pages that we always love to keep in contact with you wonderful, wonderful people. Facebook.com/Josie Show and also Twitter.com/Josie Show and Twitter.com/Josie Pasentino. And also if you search on Facebook in the search bar, Josie Pasentino, I'll pop up anyway there for my personal page, and I will keep adding you wonderful, wonderful friends until I hit the max limit of friends, which is kind of crazy. You can never have too many friends. See, that's what makes sense. I mean, Facebook, you really got to fix that, all right? I mean, I love you and all, but you got to fix that. But thank you all so, so much for tuning in, and please chat with us on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll chat with you guys until next time. Yes, next Friday. Love you guys. Mwah! Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.